In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Greetings on the all-glorious and holy day of our Lord's baptism and the theophany of the Holy Trinity, or the epiphany of the Holy Trinity. What does baptism do for us? The epistle of Titus tells us today, and actually the best epistle is actually that of Romans, which we read in the baptism of Joel and Genevieve just before the liturgy. But let's look at the epistle of Titus and see what baptism does and what the purpose of baptism is. He says, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." This grace of God that he is referring to is, of course, the God-man, Jesus Christ, becoming incarnate, becoming a man in every way that we are human. And he goes on to say, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world. Of course, he did more than just teach. The commandments told us how to live. The law told us what perfection was, but we could not attain it. Teaching is not enough. There also has to be the ability given. Christ is unlike any other teacher in the world, because every other teacher cannot give his student ability. He can inform his student. He can encourage his student, rebuke him. He can give him resources, but he cannot change fundamentally who his student is. If a student is not intelligent enough to learn rocket science, they never will. Our Lord is different. He is a teacher that not only taught us the way of life, but he made us capable of living that way. And that is how he is a different teacher than anyone else. Titus goes on to say, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself, I prefer the way King James says it, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. What that means is people that are set apart for holiness. And I suppose if you take the meaning of the word peculiar in the English language, I suppose that also fits, because holiness is peculiar to the world now. It is odd to the world. It is unfathomable to the world that we would live for eternity and not live for now. So it is peculiar. In another place, St. Paul says the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. It is peculiar to those who are perishing. Here, the epistle tells us exactly what we were born for. We were born to be redeemed from all iniquity, to be purified, to be perfected. And you cannot become perfected unless you are zealous for good works. Okay, so far we know the moral teaching of Christianity. And we know that our Lord gave us that moral teaching. But as I said, that teaching cannot be attained without help. It really is cruel to tell someone what they must do and then not allow them to be able to do it. Not to give them the ability to do it. That's cruel. And our Lord loves us. So, after the kindness and love, after that, the kindness and love of God our Father, our Savior toward men appeared, meaning the incarnation. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By, and this is why the epistle is selected today, the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a washing of regeneration and a renewal of the Holy Spirit. Our baptism is of water and of the Spirit. And just as water is a universal cleaning agent, cleans just about almost anything, So, the water of baptism cleanses us of our sins. But also, the Holy Spirit baptizes us by making His abode in us. So we have the baptism of water and of the Spirit. The cleansing of sin and the regeneration by the Holy Spirit. So that we can grow to perfection. That is what Christian baptism does for us. Now, if you look carefully here, you could see where a person could misinterpret, and many hundreds and thousands of people have misinterpreted, hundreds of thousands and millions, have misinterpreted Christian works. We are to be zealous for good works, so says the Scripture. So how can it be that a person is baptized and then does not rise up in perfection? Does not become a little bit better over the course of their life? Maybe not week by week. Sometimes we have bad weeks or even bad months or bad years. But over the course of our life, are we zealous for good works? Not because good works will save us, because here it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. But we must still be zealous for those good works. It makes no sense to accept a gift from the King and then not act out in gratitude to the King. So, brothers and sisters, baptism should help you to be zealous for good works. First of all, because nothing helps success like success. When we are successful at something, we become more successful. It happens even in secular things. Even in playing basketball, if you make the first few shots in a game, you'll have a good game. If you miss several, then your confidence goes down and you might not have a good game. It is really the same principle spiritually. I make a trivial example in basketball, but it's very important in the spiritual life. Becoming successful in even a small good work will make you successful in a larger one, and then a larger one after that. This is a very, very important principle that you must learn and you must apply every moment of your life. Baptism will make you capable of attaining perfection. Now, you look at yourself now and you think, I am so far from perfection. How can that happen? Sometimes I think our life is, when we think about attaining perfection, it's sort of like, maybe you guys don't have this problem, but I have this problem on a recurring basis. I look at my room and it is so messy, I don't even know where to start. And as a sense of despair. So usually the room stays messy for another 2 weeks or 2 months before I finally get started with it. We should not be like that in the spiritual life. Because in the spiritual life, the smallest good thing that we do will enable us, with God helping us, to do something greater and bigger. And it just keeps going from there. It's always an increasing. It's all because of the grace of baptism. So this is a fundamental principle you must apply. If you do not fast very well, if you begin to fast from one food that you normally don't fast from, this is something that will help you in everything in your life. If you find yourself irritable all the time, and you find maybe there is one day that you were able to swallow those words of anger, that is a great victory. And will lead you to more victories. God will not save you because of your good works, but He won't save you if you do not be zealous, if you are not zealous for good works. Because baptism should, the grace of baptism should be in you, and should this be this energy that has to motivate you to do good. So baptism is for perfection. It's not just for forgiveness of sins. That's not enough. It's for perfection. That's why there is the baptism of water and of the Spirit. In the world, we clean things with water and they get dirty again. The Holy Spirit is present in us so that we will become clean and stay clean. That is why there are, if you want to say, the two baptisms. And what is the end result of all of this? Of the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, and therefore within us that zealousness for good works, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I always feel constrained to define this word justified. For some of us it might not be a problem, but in sort of the Bible Belt, the word justified is misunderstood. To be justified is to become righteous. Not to be declared righteous, to become righteous. Any one of us can be declared to be a doctor. That doesn't make us a doctor. Declaring someone righteous does not make them righteous. Justification is where we, because of the grace of baptism and the Holy Spirit abiding within us, become perfect. Become holy. That's your purpose, to become holy. Everything else proceeds from that purpose. Kindness to others, humility, caring for those who are poor or disenfranchised, visiting those in prison. Everything should be because of our pursuit of holiness, which is now possible because of baptism. So this today is what we are celebrating. A historical event, yes, but also an ongoing event. Not just in the lives of, for instance, Joel and Genevieve, who were just baptized today, but in our life. Because our baptism should be active in us now. So may God grant you to be zealous for good works, so that you will be justified by His grace and made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen.